Joined now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the On Deck Show, the baseball postgame show on our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Tim, are you sober?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I was having a wonderful day yesterday with the day off on Wednesday. I was having a great day yesterday. I was tuning up, my gear for. I got a band gig over the weekend and got my amp sounding really good. I got two games of baseball, two for the price of one, and then it was it's a final, 6-1 and 6-0. In fact, in the 6-0, a one hit, 6-0 shutout loss, and that deflated everything. And you heard Craig Counsell last night after the doubleheader loss that, you know, Bill, you and I have known him for years and years and years, and we've talked to him many, many times. I've never heard him this much down. I mean, mm-hmm. And I'm not saying depressed or anything like that. I'm just saying down. He's normally a super positive, focus on the positive, but boy, he sounded down last night. He really did. And I think it's come to this that he's maybe running out of solutions here for this offense.
I would agree. And he sounded down in that series coming out of Chicago. And then remember he said, well, we could be talking about something different a week from now. And then you thought, okay, they went into Minnesota. They did some damage. They started to get the ball rolling. And then the wheels fell back off again. And I had said today, hell, they could end up winning 3 out of 4 against Pittsburgh on Monday. We're feeling really good about it. And then they could drop 4 of the next 5 against Detroit and Cleveland. So, I mean, that's the kind of season this has been. But when you look, and the daunting statistic was that there's 48 players in baseball. I don't know if you heard me say this. 48 players in baseball with a better WAR than the entire Brewers team.
That's sad. I mean,
that's astounding.
It really is, and we can put all the descriptive words on it, and I've heard them all on the postgame show: pitiful and pathetic and disgusting and despicable. And you know, so what's the answer? And now, okay, you can't bring in Grandal, Moustakas, and Lorenzo Cain. Those guys aren't here, and they won't be here for the next 30 games. So that being said, what are the solutions? Okay, now you can give a pep talk and say, hey, Justin Smoke, Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, Keston Hira, you all got to come from within. Intestinal fortitude, it's got to come from within. Okay, well, after that, then what? Your options are limited, Bill, and it really comes down to this. Honestly, I've thought about it, obviously, hours and days and weeks. It, and I know Craig, he will combat this a little bit, and it is all about the lineup. That's it's like the only thing you can do right now, Bill. It really is. Someone, if they have an answer, they'd have come up with it already. So what are your options? To me, it's drastic measures after this weekend. If that offense doesn't pick up against a really bad Pittsburgh Pirates team, then starting Monday, you're going to have to do something that's going to be against your philosophy, against your strategy. It's going to be considered last year or in any 162 year goofy. It's going to be goofy because we're in a goofy season. It's sideways. So what's wrong with Orlando Arcia batting first? What's wrong with Christian Yelich leading off for a week? What's wrong with these things? Luis Urias batting second. What's wrong with separating Christian Yelich and Keston Hira, of which they're attached at the hip in that lineup? Well, mix it up, because it's probably coming, Bill, and I would think it is.
I know there's a lot of talk about what you can get for whom at the trade deadline. I think the trade deadline is going to be pretty quiet. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think teams are pinched right now. You're not quite sure where your money's going to be. You don't know what you're going to be taking on or what your limits are going to be going into next season. I get the sense that there is not going to be a lot of movement at the trade deadline. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I not for this organization. I don't believe that to be true. I just wonder, though, a lot. I mean, there's some chatter with the Josh Hader stuff, but I just wonder on the Ryan Braun thing if Brawny would be willing to lift that no trade thing and help out the organization that stood by him for many, many years and provided generational money to him and stood by him over, you know, the controversy in 2013. I just wonder, if that conversation has ever occurred or recently has occurred, if one of the California teams, San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, or the two LA teams, if one of those teams made an offer that David Stern said, oh, wow, for Ryan Braun? Okay, let me talk to Bronny. I wonder if that's occurred, Bill. I really do.
I would wonder, I mean, like right now, what do you think he's worth? Because he's only batting 200.
He is, but you can see he goes on a little bit of that clutch gene. So when the team is down, it's pretty much his demeanor's down a little bit and his production is down a little bit. You pop him in the middle of a pennant race, and you'll see a different. You'll see a veteran. You will see a Brewers legend veteran step up. He still has to a degree this year come up with some big sizable hits, but. You know that's going to happen. We saw him down the stretch the last couple of years, man. The one year he said, jump on my back. Jump aboard, man. I'll carry you. And he did, and he came through. He talked the talk and then walked the walk. So I think he would get you a decent prospect. I'm not saying it's a boatload, but it would be something.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Pitching has been okay. I mean, do you think they've got a good nucleus for a rotation going into the offseason?
Super excited about it. I am, because these guys, everyone doesn't break out of the chute as a stud. There are occasions that happens in all of Major League Baseball, and you don't get to be Max Scherzer right away in most cases. It's a build-up. And the build-up of these guys, Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, Adrian Hauser and Brandon Woodruff, and now you throw Devin Williams into that mix, and I'm a big fan of Drew Rasmussen. He's a little behind those guys, but you'll see the maturation come along with him the next year and a half or two. That is super controllable, exciting young arms. They throw gas. Some of them have nasty splitters. Some of them have nasty changeups. That's the super exciting thing about this, but we all want it now, and I get it. I want it too, and I want a ring and the whole deal, but that nucleus of arms, that will pay off. I can tell you that, and I'm not a scout, but just based on the experience that we've seen and the growth that we've seen, Bill, that will pay off, and they may have a killer's row, a murderer's row in that starting rotation at some point. Then you go out and you get the capper. Then you go out and get the CC. Then you go out and get the Granky. But have those guys behind him.
Right now, this team, I mean, obviously Lorenzo Cain will be back next year, so it again fortifies your outfield. But right now, this team, I think, if you look at the corners, desperately seeking offense at the corners. They just are not getting consistent. And those are usually power number positions as well, and you're not getting any of that right now. Did David Stearns overestimate or maybe under purchase, I guess, if you want to call it that, those positions?
I don't know. You know, I'm still confident that in a 162, and I don't want to sound like the excuse machine either, but I'm convinced in a 162 conventional season that the Jed Jerkos and even a Logan Morrison and Brock Holt, they perform a lot better. They do. And these times, this 60 game, this corona, this everything that's going on, I think it affects people, and we're seeing it affect not just in the Brewers organization, but we're seeing it around the league as well. That's unpredictable. Who would have predicted Christian Yelich through 30 games is batting under the Mendoza line? I mean, no one's going to predict that. How do we put our finger on why that is? I really say it's the weird circumstance for some of these players. Other players may thrive on it. I mean. Look at some of these younger players around the league. Look at Castellanos. Look at, and not that he's young, but look, just to throw a name out there, some of these guys are thriving on this. They're digging it. They say, "Hey, screw it. It's a funky season. Let me just go out and I got nothing to lose. I mean, this is 60 games. Let's go." So you can't put your finger on the Justin Smokes and the Eric Sogards and the Jed Jerkos, why they continue to do this. But I think I'm with Stearns a little bit on this, that it would have turned out a little bit different. How much better? I'm not sure, but it definitely would have been better. And not to say that they can't turn things around offensively. We're only halfway. And I say only, but in relative terms to our season here, it's It's 30 games. We got another 30 left. They're in a playoff chase. And I know it sounds brutal. It does. But when you look at this team and you say, whoa, wait a second. They're in a playoff chase, Tim? The reality is they are. And they can get in. They can. I wouldn't give up on this team. I would not do that under a Craig Council, David Stearns led organization.
Real quick, I know there's been a lot of chatter over the last, week, I guess is the best way to put it. But when a team becomes down, manager gets down, things sound down, that's when people start wanting to pull triggers on managers and such. I'm in the corner of Craig Council. I think he's done a fantastic job. I think this is a weird year. I'd hate to be an excuse maker, but I think this is kind of that mulligan. This is just a weird scenario. Give me your thoughts.
I know he listens and has. I don't know if he does now, but has over the years to local sports talk. I mean, sometimes you can't avoid it. And if I were to send a message to Craig Council, you are going to be a great manager. I 100% believe that in every fiber of my baseball soul. Right now, you're a really good manager. There's no chance that has even scratched the surface in a situation with Craig Council. I would be stunned beyond belief if anything popped up that they were considering that or a managerial change. They are fully committed to this guy, and rightly so. He is a good manager and becoming better and better and better as the years go by. You watch. You wait, guys. He's one of the big reasons. Honestly, he's one of the big reasons why this organization has turned around. He is.
Yep.
We can point to David Stearns, and his personnel department and adding players and such. But someone's got to manage these guys in the field. He's done an awesome job. Except this year, Craig, if you're listening, dude, you got to do something different with that lineup. You know I talk lineups. You know I talk lineups. It's the only thing left, Bill. And
right.
I laugh, but I'm serious. It's the only thing left.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Tim, always good, buddy. Hopefully you get to enjoy the weekend and enjoy the gig at the very least.
All right. Great. Thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.